Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about the primary task for this month, which is developing unity consciousness. Next Friday, on October 21st, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're in one of the most unusual and amazing periods in all of history. If you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. You can get on my schedule by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that you can be much more successful by knowing what time it really is before you take important actions or make important decisions. My 2011 and 2012 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, are easy-to-use color-coded calendars, and they show you quickly and easily the best dates for your important activities. And it includes information on all the codes as well as plenty of recommended job practices. And it also shows you those timeout periods to avoid because nothing comes of actions taken during those times. To get your own 2011 or 2012 Good Timing Guides, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or just call us toll free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, are you feeling like time's up? Well, it is. Maybe you're faced with making an important choice or changing an old pattern. This week on October 11th, we began the last and final period of the Mayan calendar, according to Carl Kalman. This period is known as the seventh day of the ninth underworld, and it will last through October 28th, 2 weeks from now. This period is known for major changes occurring, and since we only have 18 days in which these changes must be made, we're likely to experience very rapid and possibly even tumultuous changes. So what's the major change? Developing unity consciousness. I'll talk more about this in the next part of the show, but for now, I encourage you to be prepared for all types of transitions, including unexpected earth changes. Next, are you feeling tempted to spend some money to have a good time, or maybe you want to splurge and get yourself something you've been wanting? Today we have a cycle peaking that's often associated with spending too much money. This cycle, Venus opposite Jupiter, stays in range through October 19th. So if your budget is tight, be careful during this period. If you can make those spending decisions in joy, then your money will return to you quickly. If you feel guilty about spending the money, it won't come back. So check in with yourself before you spend this weekend. Beginning yesterday on October 13th, we started a cycle that will never quite peak. It will get extremely close to exact and stay in range through November 24th. This cycle of Mercury conjunct Venus is an excellent cycle for writing, speaking, training, or any other method of communication you prefer. So if you have something important to announce, this cycle would be the time to do it. If you're writing a book, this cycle will help you. If you're speaking, this cycle is terrific for helping you get your point across in a clever and effective way. Mercury and Venus stay together through two signs, both Scorpio and Sagittarius. And there's a great mystery here. The cycle gets extremely close to peaking on November 7th, but they don't actually quite meet. This suggests that there may be deals that look like they're going to happen, but then they don't. Mercury slows down and then goes retrograde before these two can meet. So if you sign a major new deal between October 13th and November 7th, it may not work. Something to consider. Next, beginning today, October 14th, we get lots of political talk or perhaps plenty of gossip. This set of cycles is Mercury sextile Pluto and opposite Jupiter. These energies are suspicious of motivations, and people may lack enough sensitivity to be careful about what's said. A lot of gossip can spread quickly without being checked for accuracy, so be careful what you believe. At work, watch out for lots of chit-chat that gets nothing done. The good news is that people may get to the bottom of what's being done and why. Penetrating insights can occur now. This set of cycles peaks on October 16th through the 17th, and Mercury opposite Jupiter stays in range through October 21st. Next, beginning tomorrow on October 15th, peaking on October 21st, and staying in range through October 26th, we have a cycle that's associated with inspirational and visionary leaders. This cycle is Sun trine Neptune. Wow, we could certainly use quite a few of these now, right? And after what feels like walking in political wilderness circles for eons, a new vision would be a great sight to behold. This vision is one that includes everyone, not just the select few. So keep your eyes open for these leaders to show up. It could even be you at your work, local, or state level. In addition, these leaders' visions are likely to create healing as well as hope. That's related to the second cycle, Sun trine Chiron. This portion of the leadership comes into range on October 20th, peaks on October 24th, and stays in range through October 30th. And this may also be doctors or other health practitioners stepping up to the plate to lead on health and wellness matters, such as genetically modified food labeling. Now, plus, the Sun is now conjunct Saturn in Libra, which is a cycle that's associated with having a lot of responsibilities to handle. So can you feel that? I can. Managers, leaders, and even moms and dads can all get overwhelmed with work at this time. So do your best to maintain your balance while you accomplish all this work. This can feel like you have to keep your nose to the grindstone, but you have help. Especially look for help from the universe. Sun conjunct Saturn peaked yesterday, October 13th, and it stays in range through October 20th. Now next, beginning on Sunday, October 16th, peaking on the new moon of October 26th and staying in range through November 4th, we have a cycle that's often associated with cuts in income or not knowing how to get what you want. It can also be associated with challenging relationship issues. This cycle, which is Venus square Mars, is not that much fun. Plus, there's another challenging side to it. A second cycle will soon follow this one, which is also associated with losing money. That may be from not paying attention to how much you're spending, or you may deceive yourself or be deceived by someone else. So be careful how you spend your money now, since you may need it in a week or two. And I also want to remind you of two major long cycles that have been going on for a while. One of these is Jupiter trine Pluto. Big projects and opportunities are afoot when this cycle shows up, and we're getting close to when it will peak for a second time. That will occur on that famous date of October 28th. And it will peak once more next March 12th through the 13th, depending on your time zone. This is a tremendous cycle for creating large-scale projects that meet important needs. A lot of money can be made with this cycle. So now is an excellent time to be working toward creating these projects, since any contracts for those projects need to be signed by that March 12th date. Those projects or products should be practical in nature and meet the needs of the masses or very large and powerful customers. Also, here's a reminder that we're in a very major cycle which creates revolutionary energies at all levels. That cycle is Uranus square Pluto, and it will last until early 2019. With this cycle, you can anticipate unexpected changes to our banks and the U.S. dollar, unexpected earth changes, and even major weather changes such as the mini ice age we're entering. Be sure to have extra supplies of all types on hand for emergencies or lack of available supplies. Remember your pets, too. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Saturday, October 15th through Tuesday, October 18th are the best days we have left for this month, so make good use of them. Notice that Monday, October 17th has a 3-hour timeout from 3:19 p.m. to 6:39 p.m. Pacific Time, or 6:19 p.m. to 9:39 p.m. Eastern Time. So don't schedule important activities then. Other than that, we have good final results tomorrow through Tuesday. Do your best to take advantage of these few days tomorrow through Tuesday. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. To do so, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free, so get signed up today. Now, according to the Mayan calendar, we're in the most unusual time period in all of history, and this is the month. Related to that, we have an incredibly important job to do. So do you know what that is? When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about developing unity consciousness. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Feeling ill? See Dr. Phil. That's Dr. Phil Cogler at Wellness One of Eastgate. If you're suffering from pain caused by an auto accident, a sports injury, or a herniated disc of the back or neck, or if fatigue due to stress is robbing you of your energy and vitality, you need to talk to Dr. Phil, a chiropractor who cares. The website is eastgate.wellnessone.net. Don't let another day go by in pain. If you're feeling ill, see Dr. Phil. Go to eastgate.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Whey. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and earth.com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about the end of the Mayan calendar and the most critical job we have this month, which is to develop unity consciousness. First of all, I want to clarify that according to Carl Kalman and one Mayan elder, the last day of the Mayan calendar is October 28, 2011, in a mere 2 weeks. That date in the Mayan system consists of 13 each of the number 13. For that system, which is built around the numbers of 13 and 20, that date is the logical endpoint of the Mayan calendar. And in addition, from what we have observed of that calendar and the corresponding events, it also seems to be accurate. The Mayan calendar is actually a series of 9 different periods of transformation. Each succeeding period takes 1/20th the amount of time that the preceding period took. In other words, the speed of evolution and transformation continue to transform with each succeeding period. The first period was for cellular transformation, and it took billions of years to accomplish. Prior to 1999, we were in the 7th period of transformation, which took 254 years. Now, that period was for developing planetary and global consciousness. And back in January 1999, we started the 8th period of transformation. That one lasted about 12.8 years, and its purpose was to develop galactic consciousness. Now, during that time, we learned about transcending the material paradigm of life. We learned about telepathy, living on light, genetic technology, and we began organizing ourselves in galaxies. Now, then on March 9th of this year, we began the 9th or final transformation period of the Mayan calendar. This one is about developing cosmic or unity consciousness. And we're doing this by October 28th, 2011, when the Mayan calendar will theoretically end. Now, actually, between now and October 28th, all of the 9 different transformation periods are ending. And that suggests that the next 2 weeks might be a real humdinger. Now, I want to elaborate on that for just a bit. I do not believe that the end of the Mayan calendar has anything to do with the end of the world. In fact, just the opposite. At the end of the Mayan calendar, we will have reached the highest level of consciousness that's attainable, at least for humans. And once we develop the highest level of consciousness, we can then create a much better world with a much greater level of awareness and wisdom. That's the promise, of course, and that we will indeed develop a new world which operates in a much greater harmony. So let's get back to our primary job for the next 2 weeks. Just what does it mean to develop unity consciousness? First of all, unity consciousness does not suggest that everyone develops the same perspective or thinks alike. That is completely the opposite of what it is. Instead, unity consciousness respects all other perspectives, and it learns how to work together with other viewpoints. It's an understanding that at the core of everything, at the heart of the universe, we're all one. No matter how separate and different we may think we are from others, unity consciousness shows us that we're all part of the infinite creator, source, God, goddess, or choose your own word. We may think that there's more than 6 billion people on the planet, but there's really only one person here, and it's you. Can you imagine what it would mean if humanity developed unity consciousness? For starters, we would clearly understand that any action we took toward another person, animal, or even the rest of the planet would also be an action that would impact ourselves. We would absolutely know without a single doubt that we could not pollute the planet without polluting ourselves. We would be certain that any harm we caused any other human would also harm ourselves. And also, any good we did for anyone or anything would also help us. We would be completely clear that any scam we pulled on anyone else would also scam ourselves. That's because we'd understand that we couldn't deceive anyone else without also deceiving ourselves. On the other side, though, we'd also know that loving others was a way to love ourselves. We'd realize that when we encourage others to pursue their dreams, that we also encourage ourselves to pursue our own dreams. And we'd know that the golden rule is always working no matter what we do. When humanity develops unity consciousness, we'll stop judging others or berating others because they have a different perspective from us. We'll be clear that their perspective, like ours, is based on their own set of experiences. And we'll fully understand that we can never judge anyone without judging ourselves. Now, in general, unity consciousness would change the way our entire world works. Businesses and all types of organizations would change tremendously. We'd quickly learn how to respect others and ourselves, and we would take the actions that show it. We'd have more compassion and tolerance for others as well as for ourselves. Now, that might sound pretty good, but just how do we get there from here? Even more to the point, how do we get there in the next 14 days by October 28th? That's a pretty tall order. I'm certain that there are many people who are already in unity consciousness. They already understand this at both the mental and emotional level, and they make their choices accordingly. However, we know this isn't true for the majority of humanity. So let's just play a little game for a moment and imagine that we're God. And God is faced with this puzzle of how to create unity consciousness on planet Earth. And he or she only has 14 more days to do it. What do you think God would do? How would God get people working together to discover that they're all one? Do you suppose he or she would hold a lecture or go on television to give us this information? Or maybe he or she would show up at a football game to get our attention? Now, if you're like me, you're probably shaking your head at all those ideas. None of those ideas would work. How can we be so sure? Because all of them have been tried and we still don't have unity consciousness. No, a much more likely scenario would be something that looks like a catastrophe. When we have very challenging situations, life and death scenarios, we quickly learn that we're all in the very same boat. Every life becomes precious. Every possession becomes valued. So consider what happened to Japan earlier this year. That 9.0 earthquake happened on the first day of the ninth underworld, the time period when we're developing unity consciousness. It was a terrible catastrophe. And after watching the absolute disaster of Fukushima from that earthquake, do you think we'll ever be able to lie to ourselves again and say that nuclear power is safe and doesn't pollute the Earth? I hope not. Both scientists and residents now understand the true dangers. And there's no way for scientists or anyone else to downplay the damage. Now, that happened on the first day of this transformation period. Of all the cultures on the entire planet, Japan already had a very strong unity consciousness. Respect and honor are tremendously important there. So it's quite a mystery to me why the universe chose Japan for that catastrophe. With only 14 days left, though, what do you think we should anticipate? Is it going to be business as usual? I highly doubt it. This is why I've encouraged everyone to be prepared for big Earth changes. As we go through this period and develop unity consciousness, there's likely to be a rather intense transition period. One possibility I heard from Cliff High, the webbot guy from Half Past Human, is that our language is predicting an enormous earthquake in the New Madrid fault area. Now, that's in the middle of the country around the Mississippi River. Our language on the Internet is predicting that the enormous earthquake will take out about 1,000 bridges. 1,000 bridges? If that happened, a lot of our supplies would be cut off instantly. We would soon learn how to share everything just to survive. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not predicting this will occur. I'm just reporting what Cliff High's research shows. Remember that something else equally catastrophic could occur instead. So what can we do to lessen the intensity of this lesson? Well, we can start recognizing that we're all one. That no matter what we do or say to anyone else, we're doing it to ourselves. And we can start respecting and loving ourselves by loving and respecting others. The more we can practice this and fully engage in these understandings now, the easier the next 14 days and the transition period that follows will be on us. It's time to develop unity consciousness. So let's learn this lesson well. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. I know it's hard to imagine, but love and money are created from the same energy. So love yourself and others, and more money will flow to you. Now, next Friday on October 21st, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 and 2012 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also remember to sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. And if you do that today, I'll also include the link to Half Past Human so you can check out that information. And you can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And again, that number is 877-524-8300. Now next, stay tuned for Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, and I'll see you next week. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.